With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After less than a month in office, President Trump secures the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medicinal marijuana into Russia in 2021. Fogel credits the diplomatic team for his release.
These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Department of Homeland Security says FEMA is terminating four employees who circumvented leadership to make payments for illegal immigrant housing in a New York City hotel. The firings include FEMA's chief financial officer, two program analysts, as well as a grant specialist. President Trump is tossing out Joe Biden's green energy regulations on Americans' household appliances. In a social media post, President Trump said that he was instructing Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Lee Zeldin to oversee the matter. Biden imposed climate standards for many things, appliances, including gas stoves, washing machines, even dishwashers. Those standards could result in higher-priced alternatives that do not work as well. Biden imposed a ban on incandescent light bulbs, limiting the types of lighting that were available for consumers. In September of 2019, then-President Trump explained his efforts to keep incandescent light bulbs in the U.S. because he said it gave Americans a choice and the ability to buy something less expensive. Google Calendar no longer marks the start of cultural observances, including Pride Month, Black History Month, and Women's History Month, marking the latest major company policy changes in the wave of backlash against DEI. This is SRN News. Well, no more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Laurie Pohutsky says she's undergone sterilization surgery in protest of President Trump. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized when Trump won. Doctors have reported an increase in the number of Democrat women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election, even though the issue of abortion is now determined on the state level. This is SRN News. After a series of setbacks and delays, Speaker Mike Johnson shopped around a new budget blueprint, conferring on a schedule with House Budget Committee Chair Representative Jody Arrington. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Johnson's latest plan includes a new floor for spending cuts between $1.25 trillion and $1.5 trillion to offset part of the massive domestic policy package Republicans are now pursuing. He spoke with reporters Tuesday about possible movement on the bill.
A markup is going to be scheduled for Thursday. That's the intention. The budget chairman, Arrington, just spoke to conference and said that we'll be rolling out the details of that probably by tonight.
The level of cuts is just one of several moving pieces Johnson and other House leaders are still struggling with as they try to build unity for the sweeping border, energy, and tax package. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More layoffs at Meta. The Facebook parent company began handing out pink slips Monday in an effort to eliminate about 5% of its workforce. More details at SRNnews.com.